Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Thank you so much for tuning on Facebook Live and all you who tune around on Blog Talk Radio from around the world, from Brazil to Russia to Israel. Thank you so much, Canada as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, and the United States and all the local people in Michigan and in Indiana and all that stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight on the conversation, shock and horror. As the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris goes up in flames, we don't know what happened. We don't know. We won't speculate. So I want to get into that. There's already donations pouring in for that. Camilla Harris has come out and said that we don't need to give teachers guns. Give them raises. Why don't we try to make the dollar more valuable? How about that one? An Illinois lawmaker has filed a bill in the state to make Chicago a separate state from Illinois. So you'd have 51 states. I mean, there are still a lot of people out there that look and go, you know, they kind of look at Chicago as like separate from Illinois. So, but what if it would happen? You know, you never know. I mean, California's been wanting to be like four states and all this stuff. It's crazy, but not surprising. Wow, Dianne Feinstein says that, you know, since New Zealand, I support their gun ban. I want to get into her bullcrap banter because, of course, you have, like, you know, Cory Booker. He's all, everything's going to be free. Don't worry. Bernie Sanders went to Pennsylvania, did a town hall thing in downtown. Oh, I want to get into that. Also, how well did or didn't Manchester United play in the Champions League? I want to get into that as well. So thank you for tuning into the conversation, I hope you feel a part of. And where are we at to? Philippians 2:8. He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. You know, Jesus died on the cross for us, so just one of those things, you know what I mean? He sacrificed for us, so he gave the ultimate sacrifice, and a lot of people don't take advantage of that or know that or see that. So thank you again for tuning in. And if you're a Blog Talk viewer, thank you for listening. And if you're on Facebook and watching, thank you. And on my conversation page, I do have a PayPal link. So since I do all this 100% of myself, if you want to donate, feel free. If you are a Facebook friend, you can become a part of the Weekly Conversation page. And if you're not, if you're off Blog Talk Radio, you can look it up. The Weekly Conversation with, it's Kyle's Conversation is the actual Blog Talk channel I used to have, but when I changed it to the Weekly Conversation with Kyle, then my Facebook is the same as what it originally was, Kyle's Conversation. So look that up. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And as many of you know, the Notre Dame Cathedral caught fire. And what most of the media is reporting or most of the reports we're getting is that it was due to construction when they were renovating the place. And I've heard people say, well, they spent all this money, like all these billions of dollars for renovation on it. And now they're going to ask for more money to fix the church and all this stuff. I'm like, well, I don't think the renovation was complete. And if it wasn't complete, then it wasn't finished. So I wonder how much of that money from the renovation that they didn't use, will they get back? Or, you know. And if it's due to the renovations, is someone responsible for the renovation problem? If that's the actual, you know, if it actually is due to the renovations, because there have been talk that it could be issues with, like, terrorism and stuff, because there's been a lot of vandalism at churches and a lot of threats on the churches, so we will have to wait and see. I'm not speculating. I'm just saying what it could be. Many things. It could be something simple that got out of hand. Until all the facts come in, folks, you shouldn't speculate. They believe that it's due to stuff involved in renovations. That's all we've been told. Whether it, you know, until all the facts come in and they've investigated it, you know, keep your prayers and keep them in your thoughts. These people that just want to speculate all this stuff that have no idea what's going on. They don't, you know, it's like they want to stir the pot. I've been waiting for them to say that, hey, Trump did it. Blame Trump. Because, you know, it has to be his fault. He can't do anything right from the liberal media standpoint. But, hey, what do you know? Oh, wow. It's just one of the, it's sad. It's just that it's just sad because, I mean, this is a big crisis issue. People, we need to deal with. We need to come to this notion that this media, okay, he's guilty no matter what. O.J. Simpson's guilty. No, let the courts decide if O.J. Simpson's guilty or not. But it's not my job to say, okay, yeah, well, It was terrorism, you know. We know it was, you know. These Jews, you know, since we killed their Lord and Savior, because he's Jewish, you know, they're going to come after us. No, we don't speculate. We can say we believe from the evidence it's this, but until it all comes in, you can't. I mean, I'm tired of the media. Well, that guy, he had his hands up. We know he did. Hands up, you know. I mean, and what the media doesn't tell you is when they look into it, and they say, wait a minute here. Your evidence doesn't corroborate the way his hands couldn't have been up, the way he was hit and this and that. Oh, well, I just heard people say that, so I just went along with what they said. I don't know. You know, we need to let the media say, this is the facts. There used to be a time where the media, here are the facts, you make up your own mind. Now they try to convince you, well, it had to have been Trump. Trump had to have sent some of his Russian spies who helped him win the election to go all the way over to from Russia to France and burn the place down.
You know, whatever happened, I'm surprised that they haven't made Catholic, that cathedral fire.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just waiting.
Yeah, they make all these outrageous claims.
Everything else is his fault.
Yep, it is. It's ridiculous. I mean,
Elizabeth Warren is having a live thing right now too. I saw on Facebook when I got on.
Francois Henri Pinal is pledging to donate $113 million to help rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral that was heavily damaged.
I think he's the one that was talking to Cavuto when Cavuto said, oh, no, you can't speculate. They can speculate all they want to, but someone else can't.
Yeah, it's that 99% of my news does not come from Fox News anymore. They're just too left. They've gone, they're owned by Disney and ABC and all that. A huge left. And it's sad because, we know, we've come from a, you know, I try to give the information. This is, okay, we don't know. Pray for these people. Pray, you know, let's be there as a community. This whole notion where you're guilty until proven, you're guilty by the media you're guilty by the media, period. Because even if the courts find you innocent, they're still going to hang you. You know, like if a if a black kid is killed by a white cop, the black guy is innocent and the cop is guilty no matter what anyone, no matter what the evidence is, no matter what, and you might as well just hang that cop, because if you don't, they're never going to, no matter what court, no matter, you could have a black judge, you could have every, you know, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter, because that's this world we live in. We live in this media-driven, we control what you think. We control, no, that's not how it goes. We're all human. Until we have the facts, let it go. And I wonder how much of the renovation was done or not done, and how much of that money is still, or if they paid, okay, here's the money up front to do all this work, and you know how much, and if it is part of the renovation that caused it, then are they gonna company gonna have to fork over money to pay for something they screwed up on? We don't know. When the facts come in after the investigation, 6 weeks or 8 weeks, then we can come out and say, hey, this is what happened. This is what happened. Until that point, we don't have that. We don't know. We just know we need to be praying for these people. It's crazy. I mean, and we need to come together on this, because we're all humans in the end. This is crazy, because you know there's been speculation and talking, because there's like very, very, very progressive parts of California, and there's very, very liberal parts, and there's very, very conservative. And what's funny about the whole thing is Illinois lawmaker files a bill to separate Chicago from Illinois, creating a 51st state. I do know a lot of people that kind of look like, well, you got Illinois and then you got Chicago. So I can kind of see that, but that'd be very interesting to see Chicago become its own state. I mean, it theoretically could happen. I think it would take a lot for it to do. But the bill is being co-sponsored by a Republican, which basically is a Democrat, C.D. Davis Myers, the representative of the 100th House District in Jacksonville, a city in Morgan County, Illinois, which is in the central west area of going to Lincoln. But it's going to be interesting to see if that would even, and maybe some people want it because, hey, we're in Illinois, but we're not, we're left, but we're not like socially, we're not socialist progressive left. We're not like mega, we're not like Barack Obama socialist left. And we want to have common sense. Like, a lot of what Donald Trump is doing isn't that bad. It's actually helping us. So we want to keep some of that. And maybe they just want to try to, you know, because I remember when Barack Obama was president, there were people that were in that mode of, well, this is what we're going to do here. Let's have our own currency. There were a couple of states flirting with having their own currency. I mean, which... You take a look at it like this. Kamala Harris says that we shouldn't give teachers guns, but give them raises. Why don't we do something to help make the dollar more valuable, so that people don't need a raise? And what are we going to do? Are we going to hire clowns to make laser blazers out of twisty balloons? Here you go. Protect your classroom with this thing. Just pray to God the criminal doesn't have a pen, or I'll pop your gun in no time. Then you'll be totally defenseless. Then you'll have to make those gun sounds with nothing in your hand. Are you kidding me? You don't want to have our kids protected. Oh, I guarantee you, Kamala Harris, any family member she has, they have armed guards. They probably have like a locked gate you have to go through to get to where her kids go to school. They probably got like Secret Service outside protecting the school. But nope, they shouldn't have guns. God forbid they want to protect the kids. You want to have guns protecting your kids? Just make sure they go to the same school as these politicians' kids. Let me tell you. Sold. Well, there was a town hall with Bernie Sanders in Allentown, Pennsylvania. All he's doing is trash talking the left and Fox News and all this. Yeah. I just wanted to see if you caught that. He's not bashing the left. He's bashing the right and Fox News and all this stuff. And it's hilarious. It's sad. And like, we came here. We invited you to our town. Okay. Obviously you don't want to solve the, well, of course you want to free healthcare, free college, free this. Now, when we do go to the single payer healthcare system, are you politicians going to be giving up your $1 billion silver, platinum, 24 karat gold healthcare? Oh, we don't have great healthcare. We have crappy healthcare. Like, okay. Like, the president doesn't have the best healthcare in the world. Like, politicians don't have the best healthcare in the world. You know how many millions of dollars in some cases? You know, many politicians spend 3/4 of their time campaigning for the next election? Gee, I wonder why. Why would you spend hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars to make $174,000 a year as a politician? Makes you wonder there. Makes you wonder. Oh, but don't worry, you know. Don't worry, because Kamala Harris is going to have a government committee that's going to employ tons of clowns to make laser blazers for all the teachers to protect them. No, because if you teach a teacher how to make a laser blazer, then you eliminate a job. But if you have a clown to do it every day, guess what? And the kids will be protected. Because they just have to pull them out and go, pew, 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 pew. Because, you know, we don't want to really protect our kids. We don't want to really, you know. Oh, but don't worry. It's sort of like a gun ban, you know. You know, these politicians want to ban guns, but guess how many people are around them with guns protecting them? Gee. Now, if you have a politician that demands that the people that are protecting her don't own a gun, okay, I can justify that. I don't believe cops should own guns, nor should the military. I think we need to ban if we're going to do a gun ban, the military shouldn't be able to have guns. Guns should not exist at all. I don't. When I go out, I have people protect me, but they're not going to carry any weapons. No guns, no nothing. I'm against it. Well, then you can at least justify the stupidity because, well, granted, she's against guns, but at least she's not a politician that says, oh, we need to ban guns, but I'm going to have people protecting me with guns. I'm going to own guns, but you can't. At least, you know, she's on a level playing field and saying, yeah, I don't want you to have guns, and I won't have them either. I don't believe I should be protected by them. I don't think, you know, then you can justify. But, you know, when you have all these photos of people with guns around Bernie Sanders, and he's like, we can't have guns. How dare we have guns? You know, but when they bring you there to ask legitimate questions, and I don't know if he can't hear or whatever, but like when they brought up the question, like, are you going to give up your 4/9 fine gold $1 million health care? Are you giving that up? If you're going to go on a plan like we have, you want to fix stuff really quick in the government, just make sure that they have to abide by every law we pass, you know? Or put it this way, okay? Every school in America is going to be the same as the president's kid's school. So, like, whatever protection a politician's kid has at school, you're going to have. So, like, if the president has a special school with guards and all kinds of if you're going to get the same benefits as the president's kids, you know? You don't think that Barack Obama's kids weren't at a school where they had, like, Secret Service protecting the school? I'm just saying. I mean, you know. But that's just what we live in. You know? Well, I, as Daniel Feinstein said, I support New Zealand's gun ban. Okay there, Feinstein. Please Can I want if you can get I want to get Feinstein on this program because I want to ask her how any criminal is going to abide by any law you pass. Because I hate to say it, but there's a thing called don't drink and drive, and it's illegal to do that. But you know how many people die from drinking and driving? Well, I don't know how they can because it's illegal. You know, there's red lights, but you know how many people get in car wrecks because somebody magically runs through a red light? Well, how can they run through a red light? It's illegal. That can't be.
Oh, my goodness.
It can't be. You can't run through a red light because it's illegal.
And break a law? I thought you can't because, you know, it's a law.
Yeah, we have an opioid epidemic and people are massively getting, I don't know, what would that stuff be? Let me see.
Drugs. Opioids.
Opioids. Yeah, they're getting, like, opium and heroin and all kinds of stuff. How can that be if it's illegal?
Right.
That can't be. But, you know, of course, you know, it's just one of those things, folks. This world we live in. Why don't we ban crime and then we won't have any crime? Let's make bank robberies illegal.
Oh, I thought, wait a minute. Yeah, let's do that.
Because, I mean, if we make them illegal, guess what? They won't happen.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I mean,
you know what? I think you have to be a special kind of stupid to be a politician.
Yeah. Yep, that's right, folks. I mean, and what's scary is this automation world where, okay, guess what happens? Take out two satellites in space, and your magical cards are not going to work anymore. And if, because I went to Domino's, and I'm like, okay, I want a pizza here. Okay, here you go. Yeah, it's okay. It's $7. Okay, there's $7.26. Okay, there's $8. And he looked at me like, boss, what's this? This isn't a car. This isn't swipey. Yeah, back in his time, there was a thing called money. Yeah, it's what you paid stuff with. And this is fake paper money because the 64 and older quarters were when they gave you this, it was a promise to pay you actual real. But my wife doesn't agree with that. My wife believes in fake money.
Much as you can get for it.
And it was worth a lot. Yeah, but look at those quarters now, how much they're worth. They're worth like...
cents.
No, they're worth like $3 if you... Well, they're worth 25 cents, and why do people hoard them and collect them and so that they can melt them down for the $4 in melt value? I'm just saying. Because that makes sense. See, that's the one thing my wife... That's the one liberal thing about my wife. The only thing, because she doesn't agree in having like silver or gold in our currency.
I never said I don't agree with it. I'm just saying it's still money, even if there's not.
Yeah, well, but here's my point though. Well, then why don't we make currency out of wood? Because then you can make like billions of it, and then it's even more worthless. Gold.
Technically, that paper came from a tree, so it's made from wood. Already
it's worthless.
It. Thank you.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah, but there's not
okay,
as much gold.
How much money did you have in your thing?
Like $10.
Well, I mean, you had some ones and five, right?
Yeah. Like.
So for that one, you had to have five or lower to get the five. To get 10, you had to have 2 fives. So they're worth something. They're worth $1. They're worth $5.
They're worth what you can get for it.
Exactly.
But here's my point, though. If you have gold or silver in there, there's not as much of it out there, so you can't make as many, which makes
it
more valuable.
It might not be worth this much this day as it is this day. Gold and silver go up and down.
Yeah, but because it's limited production.
It's always going to be a $5.
But it's a limited production. Yeah, you know what the coins? Okay.
Stable.
You know what?
Gold and silver is not stable.
You know what you know why there's different amounts in the quarters? Because when they had a $5 gold piece, they had $5 worth of gold in it. When they next year, they changed the amount of gold in it.
Yeah, but you know why they stopped why, you know what the problem with that was? Okay, why they even had to weigh them? Well, you would go into a store and they would weigh that $5 gold piece because somebody might take some off and it might be.
That's why they have the ridges on the outside of the coins now.
So how, go on with your show,
yes, I am. That, well, if, okay, if Kennedy had not, put it this way, if Kennedy had not been killed and assassinated, we would still have gold and silver in our currency. I guarantee you. If Kennedy would have not been assassinated, he didn't want to get gold and silver out of our currency. It was a government that wanted to do that to devalue our dollar. My wife will never get it, but because people hoard silver dollars. They are so valuable. But, I mean, to each his own. I mean, they're still worth what you can get them, but if they're not worthless, then why do people go out of their way to find them and collect them and hoard them? And I'm just a big believer in a currency that is with a product that is in limited supply. So you have, so you have more. I'm a huge supporter of that. Always have and always will be. I will. If you have £1 million or something you can make quarters out of, and you have 5 pounds or something, it's like those baseball cards that I collected when I was in. When I was in the 80s, there's billions of them out there, and everyone put them in 75 different protective cases, one after another, and there's millions of them that are in mint condition. The old ones from the 1900s, like 1909, are so valuable because hardly any survived, let alone in even close to mint condition. Because
people like my dad would put them in his wife's boat.
Yeah, the less you have, the more valuable it will technically be, but it's still worth what you can get for it. And that's one of those things. I mean, we'll just have to wait. Look at, like, Cory Booker. He's coming out. Everything, like, why have currency? Why not just give everything away? Everything should be free, right? You know, college should be free. Healthcare free. And, well, who's paying for all this? Free. See, the more you realize this one thing, that you're the government. You pay for everything. So if they want to, these kids don't realize that free college is going to be paid in their taxes. And it's free stuff for everybody. Look at that free stuff. What's that place called? Panera Bread, where it's a pay whatever you can afford. And they can't keep just keeping it afloat themselves. It's not so self-sustaining or having to take profits to keep it going.
When did Panera Bread ever become that?
They have a Panera Bread store that's pay anything you can afford. They've had that for a long time. They did. It was like a test market to see, just like how Jersey's going to test market like free college and all the socialism crap. It's not going to work. They have a store that's like pay whatever you can afford, and it's not making it. I've talked about it on the show many times. All socialism does is put you in the poorhouse, unless you're part of a government regime, and then. It's only good as long as they're in control. As soon as, you know, the people wake up and they have guns and they can take you over, they will. That's why they want to take away your Second Amendment rights, so that when they further try to take your freedoms, you have no way to stop them, because they will still have people protecting them with guns. I saw someone ask a politician, okay, well, with your gun ban, is the military going to still be able to have weapons? Because then you're not technically banning guns. You're just making, you know. Because if you try to attack a government that tries to control you and run your life, like Venezuela, they can't do anything. That's why they throw rocks, because that's their only weapon, because they had their guns taken away, because they were stupid enough to say, hey, you can have my guns, I trust you. I don't trust people. I've always had this belief that if someone borrows money from me, I it's a donation, because I don't ever expect to get money back that I don't give somebody.
You know, in the field of helping people. Do I get paid to do it? Yes. I do it to the best of my ability and with all my heart, and I go above and beyond. I am for helping people, but you don't give your rights away to get the help.
And that's a big issue because, you know, well, healthcare is a right, not a privilege. Well, if you have single, if you get, that's Bernie Sanders, but if you, but what you don't realize is it's a privilege when you get single payer healthcare system, because if you can afford it, you'll get the care. If not, we're not going to pay for it because we don't deem it a necessity. We don't deem it. You're 65. You've lived long enough. Well, what they'll do is they'll have this, that they'll have a government paid attorney general, and he'll get with the surgeon general, and oh, we don't think you need a colonoscopy until you're 70. You can have one done earlier.
I'll be dead by then.
Yeah, that's my point. They'll say that so that the government will, you can have them done at 10 years old. They're not going to pay for them. They won't pay for them until you're 70. Well, yeah, mammograms, yeah, we don't really deem them necessary. Maybe when you're 65, you should start having a mammogram once every 20 years. But if you want one, you're going to pay for it. But since the government and the Surgeon General doesn't believe you need one until then, you're not going to pay for it. They're not going to pay for it. And it's going to be, if you got the money, you can have it done. If not, it's going to be a privilege to have it done. It's just, it's interesting. It's just one of those things. It's crazy, but it's a world we live in where so many people don't get this fact that where do you think everything comes from? Where do you think everything comes from?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you hear that humming?
What is it?
Your ear. I don't know, but they can hear it on Facebook and on the radio.
Okay.
Just make an announcement. It's not you. It's
something. I don't know if it's the help. I don't know what it is. Huh. Well, we'll just keep going, folks. We're going to keep on trucking because that's what we do. That's a chopper or something. That's my wife. She's checking it out. We don't know what it is, but hey, that's live blog talk. That's live radio. That's where we're at. Got about 26 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's just crazy because the people need to understand where we're coming from. Now, who's paying for all this? Give me free stuff. Give me shock treatment. Give me shock treatment. Someone's got to pay for it. Someone's got to, you know, we need to shock these kids. You know, wake up. Wake up. Yeah, you're the taxpayer. It's coming out of your pocketbook. I don't know if you can hear that, but there's something going on. My wife is out investigating, so. But, I mean, kids don't understand this. Like, go free healthcare. Thank God for Obamacare passed. Well, who's paying for it? Who's paying for what? What do you mean paying? It's free healthcare. Yeah, I'll fix your car. It's going to take cost. Something. So, I don't know. It's just, you know, this generation that doesn't understand where money comes from because it doesn't grow on trees. But, you know, I mean, but you have, I mean, this is how bad it is because Candace Owens is going to do a TPUSA event at Pennsylvania University and Antifa threatens. So Antifa is going to go after a black woman? Crazy. It's crazy the world we live in.
Can you get too worked up about
it's crazy.
Sort of a backdrop to make it more fun. If you... This is really weird.
I know, it's way late.
I look down and it's like... if you...
It's crazy. This world that these kids don't get it and don't... I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if they'll ever get it. Maybe they'll never get it. I don't know. It just makes me wonder. You know, but then you have teachers that can't teach a kid how to read an analog clock. I mean, that's not the big. Okay, that'd be the first question I'd ask. Well, can you teach a kid how to read an analog clock? If you can't, then we can't hire you. Sorry. Somehow, kids, you know, well, we're getting rid of all the analog clocks because kids can't read them, and a teacher can't teach that. Yeah, that's back in the day, they came up with great words. The teacher, what's in the word of teacher? Teach. Yeah, the word explains what they do.
May or may not be able to work on prizes. Winning outfit for the best dress award for 90s. We are working on that.
If you want to help us, give me a private.
It's one of those things that, this, I mean, teacher, teach. You know, the old saying like, well, your last name is what you did, so what did John Hancock do? Well, it's just one of those things that I don't get it. We live in this world. I mean, like, okay, if I start a cannabis business and I come up with edibles and I make edibles, if Illinois is legal and Indiana is legal, we cannot ship them from one state to the other because it's illegal to go state to state. Even though it's legal in both states, it's federally legal. Oregon has how many, like a 7-year supply of weed? That's 1 year. What about next year? If they get the same type of crop, there's 14 years. And that's, we'll do 16 years because they've increased production. I don't know. I just want to apologize to everyone if you can hear this humming in the background.
They can hear it. I can hear it on my phone.
It's just one of those things that this world we live in, that these, you know, that, okay, well, why don't they share the wealth of that cannabis? Come on, I mean.
Our address is.
I'm not giving my address over there. But anyway, you know, it's sad. This world we live in, that, Irvin Rosenfeld has even gotten arrested a couple times because it's technically illegal, and when he proves he's a legitimate patient and all this stuff, it's just crazy. So, it's gonna take federal legalization, but I don't want it to be overregulated. I don't want it to be something where, okay, the government controls 100% everything you do with cannabis. You know, you can't grow, I can't do this, because I think they want to try to get it to where it's, okay, Merck now owns the rights to cannabis, and they're going to grow it, da-da-da, and, you know, and you're going to have, here's your two strains, good luck. Here's your indica, here's your sativa, if it doesn't work, too bad. It's just crazy. I mean, here's a big issue that's going on right now. Because hemp versus marijuana crop, cops can't tell the difference or tell them apart. Think about that. You know, if cops can't tell the difference, can you? Because, like, that's why, like, I get CBD flower in Indiana, and you basically, I keep it in the container, I take it home, I use it here only, it's in a container, that way I'm as legal as it can be. Because it is legal, but I don't want them to I'm not taking it and using it outside here, and I don't drive with it. And even though you don't get messed up, I just don't. There's just certain things I do, you know, that I respect the plant. So, you know, I mean, it's common sense. If you drink wine or alcohol, you respect. So, I don't know. I mean, it's just hard to think that if you have a good cannabis business and you want to share with another state where it's legal, you can't do it. Well, because then if it gets hijacked or the load gets, you know, because hijacking semi-truck loads is huge. And if you hijack that load, we got a whole semi full of cannabis chocolate. Yes. Just one of those things. Yeah, this bug, I don't know what the hell it is. If it continues, I'll probably be making some phone calls. But it's just one of those crazy, crazy things that, you know, like in Michigan, an employee of the year at Walmart was let go because he tested positive for marijuana while he's using a medical program. Well, they don't support that. They don't justify it. And he's doing it by the law. See, they don't really have testing like a lot of things. So if I smoke it today, it could show up in a test 2 weeks from now. Well, how do you know when I used it? So you can't say, well, you're using it at work. You're using it at work. So, no, I can't tell you when I'm using it or not using it or whatever the case may be.
What other questions do we have? Not about points. About the reunion in general. What do you think? No questions off the table.
It's one of those things that what we're doing here is we're trying to, and I honestly believe that they don't, I don't think that they want to get it to where, they want to make it to where it's, let me see here. If it's deadly and dangerous, we want people to be able to, I don't know.
I hope you can't see.
This is live TV, folks, but if it's dangerous and deadly, Now they're showing how acceptable it is and how safe it is, all these things. Wait a minute here. Wow. They can't just instantly come out and it's safe. No, they've got to cover it up. They got to slowly integrate it as going from being very bad to being very safe. Wow. That's what that is. Huh. Wow. Someone near us has their air conditioning running, and that is the actual noise we're hearing. And it's not even that warm out. Crazy. But, hey. You know, it's deadly, it's dangerous, and now all of a sudden it's being... They're trying to transition it so that people don't have this notion that they were deceived. So like when the tobacco industry spent years covering up all this stuff about how bad it is and how dangerous it is. No, they didn't. They covered up how bad it is, not necessarily that it's a good product. They tried to make it out as a good product when it wasn't. And they've tried to make hot bad when it's never been bad. You know, when they have since 64 a place at the University of Mississippi that's been growing it and testing it and checking it out and studying it all this time and it's all good. It's crazy. oh, we don't have enough testing, so I'm not a doctor, nor you are, whatever, bull crap. It's been proven safe. It's proven to shrink tumors. It's been proven to do all this stuff. It's been used for thousands of years. And they just want to make sure that they don't sit there and have an issue. Wait a minute. I thought it was so bad for you. Well, all of a sudden, no one's coming out questioning it. I mean, there's still, every once in a while, you get people coming out making it so bad. Making it so bad. It's so bad. It's so evil. It's so this and so that. And now it's like, wait a minute here. No one's questioning why all of a sudden is it now being acceptable as something good if it's not. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this movement goes forward because there's tons of people that there's presidential candidates that want to actually legalize like hallucinogenic mushrooms and all this stuff. Well, you get that passed as a layperson. I'm not going to vote for you. Make marijuana legal federally on your own. I'm not going to vote for you as a presidential candidate just if, because you're going to say that. Because you're probably not going to dip. So, it's crazy. It's just crazy. I don't get it. Because it just saddens me that, like, I mean, we're waking up. Okay, if it's so dangerous, where's all the outrage that now it's being socially acceptable? And that's the big stigma we're trying to get through is, because my mom still has a stigma. You know, it's deadly, it's dangerous. It's, you know, that. Find that one there from Rosenfeld. You know, if I had a kid that had seizures, he'd be getting it. I'd be. Like Irvin Rosenfeld said, if he knew what he knew now, he'd use it. He'd smoke it. And that says something. That speaks volumes. I guess I got to. Oh, Lord. Welcome. As many of you know, as Manchester United fans, there is a huge fan channel called the United Stand. It's basically like Arsenal Fan TV. Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV, he's great. I'm not an Arsenal fan, but his content's great. He's good. I'm giving you a shout out, Robbie. You got a great channel. Arsenal Fan TV, it's amazing. But, you know, Manchester United, we have United Stand and Mark Goldbridge started it, and he's just a super fan. And during the match, before it even started, I'm sitting there and I'm working on this and I'm doing stuff, and my wife is stripping for me, and just kidding. But like it went off, and I'm like, okay, what happened? And I went to go restart it and said, cut off due to copyright claims. And I'm like, what the heck? And 20 minutes later, it's back on. And I get to the beginning of it, and it said that it was cut off again after 13 minutes. And supposedly, somebody was claiming that he was airing the game, showing footage of the game. And they cut the stream off immediately because, no, we have what's called a watch-along where the game is on, you turn off the commentators, and you talk about the game with a bunch of fans. It's great. And as you all know, we flushed the game down the toilet with Barcelona. 4-0 on aggregates we lost. It was horrible. I mean, they play... While we have Ashley Young as a captain, he needs to go. He is past his prime. He is horrible. He sucks. Phil Jones, bye-bye. You need to leave. You're past your prime. You're not good anymore. At one point, you were amazing, but you can't. I mean, 30 minutes into the game, I swear, he's like, where's my oxygen tank? I mean, we cannot have players like that. If you have players that can run a four-minute mile and your captain's running a mile that takes him 20 minutes, something's wrong. There is so much wrong at that club, okay? If Pogba thinks that Barcelona or Real Madrid is a dream place, then okay, you stop playing them. You say, if that's your dream place, you try to get on there, because obviously not United is not your dream place, so you're not going to be playing for us. We will work with your agent to get you to that club. There you go. It's kind of like NASCAR in the 80s. You wouldn't until the end of the season talk about transfers. Or now, with 10 or 12 races to go, this driver might be going to Hendrick Motorsports from RCR, all this. I mean, if Paul Pogba, if United is not his dream club, he shouldn't be there. You can say, hey, if you want to switch your thing around, Manchester United is not one player. Manchester United is a whole club. Arsenal is not one club. It's one club, and it's made up of many, many players. Arsene Wenger being one of its biggest parts of the club for the many years. And that's just, you know, we have so many problems. Bring Zinedine, like I said before, take Zinedine Zidane and give him the job at Sunderland. If he ain't got money to spend, we need a director of football, and we need leadership at the club. We need leadership bad at that club. We need a Roy Keane. We need someone that you're in my house. He takes his shirt off, rips his heart out, and puts his jersey on. Let's go. I think we have players that have their heart in it. They know what the club is about, but they're not good. And we have players that stink, you know, and that's those. And they stink and not great, but they have their. I mean, put me in a Manchester United jersey. I know what it's all about. I know, but I would stink on the pitch. But then you have players that are great, that their heart's not in it. That, you know, I want to be in Barcelona. I want to be somewhere else. And I think some people have also had that. I think there's a lot of people like, okay, well, here's the big question you have. I say we go to the some people want to get us to the Amadeo Cup, a.k.a. the Europa League. We call it the Amadeo Cup because it's banter football. But we've already won it, though, under Jose Mourinho. But let's get there, because if we get out of the Champions League, maybe the owners will spend more. But then if we do that avenue, you're going to have an issue where are we going to be looking at like a Tony Oliveira or Jerome Boateng, these lower end players, and we're not going to be looking at a Verratti or an Mbappe or these quality players that we want to have come to United. I mean, I want to be in Champions League next year, but we're not even close to Champions League. I mean, we shouldn't even be there. We've got a long ways to go. It's sad, this world we live in, with this United team, because we're so far away. And whoever comes in, it's not like, okay, you can't be Mourinho out there. So much, that's what I love about Mourinho. He said, it's not just my club. You got all these players. Okay, but I don't know why he keeps picking Ashley Young and Phil Jones and these players. I don't know if it's this notion that we have. Let me see here. Well, they've been here, you know, if he's like, hey, they're like the oldest people, they have the most leadership at whatever. I don't know. But they're not, I mean, we've got a long way to go. We got to do a lot of work. You got to get, we got to get some heart in that club. We got to get players. And I kind of just want to say, okay, let's go to the Amadale Cup because that's what we deserve to be because we're not that good of a club right now. We're playing like we're banter crap. And maybe the owners will spend more, but then if we do that, well, some of these top players, you know, I want to be in the Champions League. I'm going to try. I wanted to go to United, but if we're going to be in the Amadale Cup, screw it. I'm not going to be in the Europa League. I want to play in the best league. I'm a world-class center back. I want to be in the Champions League. I'm not going to be in some third rate.
Are you guys in the Champions League?
No, we're out now. We're done.
Okay.
Yeah, and if we don't get fourth place or better, we'll be in the Europa League or the Amadale Cup, as we call it. But my point is, we're one of the biggest football clubs. We should be, but we have Jewish owners. They're from America, granted, but they don't want to spend. They're all about making money. They're not. We need about $350 million.
Anti-Semitic and wrong.
Okay. Well, guess what, folks? There's a little thing called power off button, or you can change. You can go up here to the screen, and you can put in like Yahoo.
What
you can.
I do? What can I do?
Yeah, and you can do it. You don't have to watch me. It's wow. You know, I actually watched the whole game.
My wife
is an anti-Semitic, white hating.
That's you. You're talking about Jewish owners.
Because they're cheap.
That's an anti-Semitic term.
Okay, well, I have Jewish friends that will tell me that their parents put a parking meter on the roof. That's why the Santa Claus never came. And that was coming from Jewish friends that were Jewish. But, yeah. Got about 60 seconds left, I think. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And don't worry, folks. Be blessed. I still love my team. We just got to – there's so much work. Even if you took Zidane and did all this stuff, you know, we still have a long way to go. It wouldn't matter who the manager is. I got my wife back. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And keep all those people at the Notre Dame Cathedral with thoughts and prayers. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, coming up, good night, and God bless, and goodbye.
What are we going to do? If you go out and look,